We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to the beginning of the ninth chapter. After a long introduction, the Chafetz Chaim is going to start teaching us the laws of not holding back wages, paying on time. So it begins as follows. We have the biblical prohibition. Don't hold the wages overnight. Ketiv b'Torah, it says in the Torah, lo tanim pulat tzachir itchad bokir. Don't leave the wages of a worker by you till the morning. Now we have another verse that says, "Pay him on the day, on that day." Don't let the sun set. So one verse says, "Don't let the night pass." One verse says, "Don't let the day pass." So what does the Torah mean? So our sages teach us in the end of Baba Metzia, the Gemara explains as follows: the pasuk that says, "Don't leave his wages by you overnight." It's talking about someone who worked for you all day. At the end of the day, you're supposed to pay him. So the Torah says, don't let the nighttime pass. You have that 12-hour period, however long the night is, to pay him. If he worked all day, you got to pay him that night. So the Torah set the time of payment for him throughout that night. If he didn't pay him that night, when the morning comes, he has transgressed mishum baltalin. From this prohibition, the Torah says, don't leave overnight the wages you owe a worker. So we understand that to mean the worker who worked by you by day. And the verse that says, don't let the sun set, don't let the daytime pass without you paying him, that's talking about a worker who you hired to work at night. That you got to pay him within that day. Ad biat haShemesh, till the sun sets. V'im lo nitana lo ad sheba haShemesh, and if he didn't pay him by the time the sun set, over belav ze, then he transgresses this prohibition. V'gam, and he also transgresses ba'asei deviyomot titen tzcharo, the biblical commandment, pay him on the day of his work. V'tzich lizeh lifua lo kodem shkiat hachamai, one has to be careful to pay him before the sun sets. Then he's certainly paid him during the day. After Shkia, we enter that area of twilight. And if he didn't pay him before Shkia, he should at least pay him before the stars come out. For if not, then he will certainly transgress these commandments. So in a nutshell, what we just see, one verse says, pay him before the night passes. One verse says, pay him before the day passes. We say, if he worked for you during the day, you got to pay him within the night. Meaning, he finished working during the day, so you have that night to pay him. If he worked for you during the night, you have the following day to pay him. And we also have the biblical commandment of paying him on the day of his work, which this is a biblical prohibition and a biblical commandment, a mitzvah, lo taseh, a mitzvah taseh, regarding paying wages on time.